Hello, lovers.
My name is Alex.
And I'm Helena.
And you are listening to Generation Loveless,
a weekly podcast where we discuss the trials and tribulations of love in an internet-obsessed world.
We share our stories of bad Tinder dates, sexual awakenings, self-care, heartbreak and healing, and everything in between. So join us on this roller coaster of dating in the millennial age because it is one wild ride.
And we want to hear from you. Send us your stories, questions, and opinions. You can either send us a DM on Instagram at generation.loveless or shoot us an email at generationloveless@gmail.com. All right, let's dive into this week's episode.
We are here to fucking wing this.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, we are here in San Diego. Last time you heard from us, we were still in
Boston.
Boston.
Sorry, Boston. Nothing against you. You're just my actual least favorite city in the entire country, but...
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't go that far personally, but...
I'm being dramatic.
But we've been here for a while now, and we've been actually releasing pre-recorded episodes, and we were supposed to release one last Friday, and I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. And, I mean, there are other reasons, too, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like so much has happened.
We have so much good stuff to report.
We have so much good just, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the past couple weeks have been
really
wild.
Yeah, they've been really, really strange. Everything's been weird. We moved across the country. Shit's been happening. We've been meeting people. It's been weird as fuck. And it just felt, I don't know, it just felt weird to release an episode that was, like, from months ago and just wasn't really relevant to anything in our lives right now. Right. So we decided to wing it.
So we just want to talk to you guys and tell you
what's up.
What's up?
Yeah.
So,
I know what I want to start with, if it's okay with you, because I this is Helena, by the way, if you can't tell our voices apart. So I actually moved before Alex did. So I moved here from Boston in June. Yeah, it was June. And I have spoken about it before. We haven't actually released the breakup episode yet, but I have spoken about my breakup.
Oh my
that was
God.
Terrible. I know.
I
yeah,
know
so I had that.
Going.
I know you do. So I had that terrible breakup, whatever. My ex, fuck him. But... okay, in the year and a half that I lived in Boston after our breakup, and, like, going to similar places, like, we were in a, like, Boston's not a big city. There's, like, 600,000 people or something like that. It's not that big of a city. Geographically, it's not that big either. And yet, in that time, I never ran into my ex. I never ran into him. I thought I was going to see him out and about at some point. Never happened. But then, I finally make this big decision to move back to San Diego, which was kind of a big deal. Because when I met my ex, I was living in San Diego and home in Boston for the summer, and then I decided to move back to Boston. And so now I was making this big deal and moving back to San Diego. It was sort of like the end of an era. I don't know. It was a big deal. And what were you going to say, Sam?
I was just going to say, yet on your way here, leaving Boston and your past and just...
Yeah, and honestly, like, in a way, it was sort of like, okay, goodbye to that relationship, goodbye to the person that
absolutely.
I was. Like, this is a new era. And so I'm at the airport, and I'm stressed out as it is. Like, I traveled with my two cats, and that was a pain in the ass. Like, I remember being so nervous just because you have to take them out of the carrier to go through security. And if you know what cats are like, they bolt. So I was, like, freaking out about that shit anyway. So I was, you know, all over the place. And so I'd gotten successfully through security. I was also with my mom and my brother. And we're in the waiting area at the airport for my specific flight from Boston to San Diego. By the way, there are, like, 10 other flights that day, some from JetBlue, some from other airlines, going to San Diego. And I look across the room, and I'm like, that guy kind of looks like my ex. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, he does, but there are certain things that are different. His skin is a lot paler. Like, he doesn't look as built. Honestly, I did think that. I was like, it's not my ex. But he looks kind of similar. And then I hear my name being called on the loudspeaker. Helena Earls, please come to the front desk. And I'm like, what the fuck? This never happens. And so I'm walking past. And I, of course, have to walk right past my ex's doppelganger and the girlfriend of my ex's doppelganger. And I make eye contact with this doppelganger, and turns out
it wasn't a doppelganger.
It was my ex. My ex that I had, who basically ghosted me, who I had not seen since before our breakup, because he broke up with me via technology, and I had not seen in the city at all, and then I'm on my way to San Diego to leave all this shit behind, and he's on my motherfucking flight.
That's insane.
Mic drop, like, what the fuck?
So did your heart drop? Did you feel like you're gonna pass out? Yes. Did you have a panic attack? Like, what?
All of the above. I was like, no. Yeah. Like, it was so surreal that I couldn't even comprehend it. And I'm like walking up there, like, with my wheelie suitcase, being called to the front desk, and I'm like, oh my god. And I just make eye contact with my ex, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. And so first of all, he sees me. But second of all, if he hadn't seen me, they called my name on the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
He was, like, confronted with me head on. Oh,
yeah.
And he's the one who basically ghosted me, broke up with me over the phone, and then blocked me on everything. So he hasn't even had to see me since before that. So I kind of feel like, in a way, the universe was like, yo, you got, I don't know.
Here it is.
Here she is.
Let me put you in the most uncomfortable situation on a plane in the air for 6+ hours.
Yes. Yeah. While my cat cried the entire time.
No escaping.
Also. Yeah. And so I know, seriously. And so, so then I'm like fumbling over my suitcase. Like they needed documents about my cats basically, but I'm like fumbling over my suitcase, like breathing fast, like not really making much sense when I'm speaking. And then I go back to my mom and my brother and they're like, Helena, Helena. And I'm like, I already know, I saw him. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, I know. and then I'm like, like, literally, like I'm breathing shallow. And my little brother is like, come here. And he gives me, like, a big hug, and he just hugs me. He's like, come here, and he starts to, like, comfort me. He's like, are you okay? Meanwhile, my mom's in the corner on the phone, gossiping about it. Like, she's calling, like, my dad. She's like, oh my god, can you believe it? Mom, you're a bitch. But Michael comforted me. He was, like, hugging me and, like, making sure that I was okay because he's an angel. So, yeah. That happened. And what's really interesting too about that whole scenario is, like, in the, like, baggage claim on the way, like, once we arrived to San Diego, him and I were, like, in each other's direct vision, and we kept making eye contact. Like, it was weird. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the weird part. But I don't know what you were going to say.
The weird part
is that the girl, his girlfriend, who I'm pretty sure he's, like, very serious with, I don't think she knows who I am. And, like, there was no flash of recognition in her eyes. She never looked at me. She didn't seem to, like, know that I was there or that there was this weird thing going on between him and I, which to me is really strange. But, like, I'm pretty much erased from his social media. So, like, my thought was, like, has he not even told her about me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, does she not even know I exist?
That is really fucking weird. Like, being in a relationship with someone, if you're in a quote-unquote serious relationship with someone, and you don't even know anything about
their last, like, significant relationship, are you kidding me? If I saw if it had been me and him, and we saw the ex that he had before me, I would have recognized her in a minute. I knew exactly who she was.
Yeah, also you probably would have wanted to talk about it.
We did talk about it, because that's normal. Or, like,
if you were in that situation,
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
That's so fucking weird.
Exactly, because if I had seen my other ex and I was with him, I would have been like, oh my god, guess what? Like, this is what's going on. Like, look who that is. Like, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But he's there just, like, holding it all in. She doesn't know who I am. Like, the whole thing, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's also just, like, what are the odds, you know? What are the odds that they end up on my flight?
It's crazy.
Why are you even fucking going to San Diego? I was like, Mom, San Diego is mine. And she was like, Helena, you can't own a city. And I was like, yes, I can! yeah, so that happened. That was the start to my summer. So talk about weird universe shit.
Yeah. And so strange. When I got the text from you, I just remember you texting me being like, alert, alert. Or like, I'm in a crisis. And I had no idea what you were about to say. And I think I was with my mom at the time when you texted me that. And I was just freaking the fuck out for you. And my mom thought it was like, she thought it was so, like, coincidental that, like, someone had, like, planted him to be there. Like, there was some, like, third party that was, I was like, no, Mom, that's not what's going on right now. But
I don't know who would want that for either of us, or who would even be that invested, right. But that would be hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, I texted you, I texted my therapist, and my therapist, oh my god, I love her. She was like, Helena, I wish that you could go punch him in the face, and I was like, I love you. So yeah, that was the start to my summer, you guys. Isn't that wild?
Yes.
It's wild.
That's insane.
But, the universe had more in store for us.
Yeah.
We've had so many crazy universe moments.
So much.
Do you want
to... Well, I'm trying to think, I'm like, okay, while you were coming out here, I was proving to myself once again, even though in a past episode I recently said that I was successfully friends with an ex.
Oh, good fucking point. Good fucking point.
So, yeah, while Helena was flying out to San Diego, I was back in Maine at my hometown, and I really don't have much to say about it other than I can't be friends with an ex.
Yeah.
An ex that's been, like, a significant other for a long time. Like, it wasn't just, like, someone I dated for a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you just, I can't not look at that person in that way, vice versa.
Yeah, they can't either.
So, right.
Yeah. Well, so I'm glad. Happened. I'm glad you said that because it's so funny when Alex did say that in an episode. By the way, when she did say that, it's not like they had been successfully friends for that a long time.
Yeah, it had been like 5 months, and most of my friends were just waiting for like something to happen.
My question to you is: do you think, for you personally, is that just how it is? Like, you cannot be friends with an ex, or do you think there could be a situation where you might be?
Honestly, no, not in like the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I date someone, especially when I'm dating someone for over a year of time,
yeah,
I can't like not go into that like romantic,
right,
flirty relationship way.
Yeah.
Like I just, it's too difficult. So no, I really don't think I can be friends with exes. And even though like nothing ended on a bad note or anything like that, I just can't do it. It's just too weird. And I think what I've realized is I will always hold those people in, like, a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And that's why. It's just,
right.
So.
I don't even want to be friends with my exes, so. Yeah. I have no desire for that, so. But I also don't. Even people that I, like, had some sort of romantic feelings for, I don't really want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because a lot of those situations end badly for me.
Well, they do for a lot of people, too.
Right.
Like, and I think I just wanted to, like, be like, no, I am, like, responsible enough or mature enough or, like, whatever it is. But honestly, it's not even about that at the end of the day. It's just that, like, I don't know. You can be, like, pretty powerless over your emotions and feelings for someone.
Well,
It's hard to.
It's hard to. I don't know why I always do that voice. True. It's hard when they have ulterior motives and they're not being honest with you or themselves. Because I think that's another thing that happens. maybe specifically in the situation or just in general where, like, the ex is like, no, I want to be friends. But honestly, they're plotting to win you back romantically. And then they just want to, like, sneak into that romantic territory.
Right. And I think it's hard because sometimes they don't even realize it.
Yeah, for sure. That was not convincing on my part.
What else has happened? I moved here, finally.
Woo! Thank God, you guys. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just couldn't last in my hometown.
Yeah,
it was hard. It was really not fun. And so I got in the car and drove with my other close friend, who's back.
What up, Olivia?
Olivia, we love you.
Love you.
I miss you. Olivia should move to San Diego. But we drove out here, and then I got here, and we've been dating, and it's been a fucking disaster.
Yeah, it's been awful.
It's
you
been
guys.
Such a waste of our time.
A waste of our fucking energy. Our
disappointment.
Constant disappointment. Roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
Us feeling bad about ourselves because the situations that we've been dealing with are guys not valuing us and making us honestly feel bad about ourselves, feeling like we have to, like, beg for their time. Like, and, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's just been really confusing and also has, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Solidified?
Yeah.
Everything we have said so far in this podcast. Yes. With our new rules, with social media and how fucking fucked it makes all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, lack of communication, just not being, like, transparent and honest with where people are at in the dating world. And so, Elaine and I have, you know, it's been a struggle. That being said, I think it's been some of, like, the best learning.
It has. That it I've has.
Had in a while. Well, a long time.
It's really funny because Alex and I sort of for a minute went back on some of our new rules. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend because I genuinely believe in those new rules that we had made. And they're just our dating rules, basically. But, like, I had received some feedback from people in my life being like, oh, you're being too rigid. Those rules are too rigid. You're too harsh.
Right.
And
there's a gray area. Not everything is so black or white.
Right, exactly. And both of us had kind of received that, and so both of us were trying to be a little bit more open-minded, but actually what we were doing is making excuses for people who didn't deserve excuses, and what we found out after, like, a myriad of bad experiences, lol, Alex loves when I say myriad. Okay. I always say myriad, I don't know why. And so, yeah, after, like, a myriad of bad experiences, and, wait, where was I going with this? We listened to New Rules again. We listened to our episode, and we hadn't listened to it since basically we recorded it, and we were like, oh my god, if we had listened to our own fucking New Rules, we wouldn't be in any of these situations, because they're fucking spot on.
I know, and they apply to a lot of, like, different scenarios, too. Like, they're general enough that, like, for example, go with your gut, or if, or another one, like, if things become confusing, then, like, it's not worth your time. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
I just feel like those are broad enough to, I don't know, well, to be put into different types of scenarios or different types of people. But at the end of the day, if you're a person who's seeking, like, a meaningful relationship and vice, you know, and the other person is too, then those rules are really such guidelines to a simple, better way of dating, because there are millions of people in the world.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people you will meet, and they're not going to be the one. And when I say the one, too, it's not the one that you're going to be with for the rest of your life. Like, I'm not saying that. But someone that you can actually, I don't know, someone that has a mutual interest of getting to know you.
Valuing you.
Valuing you.
Wanting something meaningful.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think we should actually kind of expound on that a little bit. Like, what you were saying, going with your gut, like, trusting your intuition, and what was the other one that you just mentioned?
When things get confusing.
Okay, like,
it shouldn't be confusing. You shouldn't be analyzing a text message.
Well, here, let's talk about those for a minute, because Alex and I are not perfect, and honestly, both of those things, those are maybe our first two or within the first couple rules, and we were not even following the most basic things, and both of us had these situations in which we were talking to these guys, and pretty early almost instantly, both of us had weird feelings. We walked away from a situation being like,
can we like go from the beginning? Because I'm going to use your example.
Yes.
The guy that you were going on some dates with, he's X. And mine will be Y.
Okay, so Helena's boy is X, Alex's is Y.
Okay, so when I wasn't even in San Diego yet. I was in New Mexico driving here, and Helena called me.
Oh, yeah.
After, was this date number one?
Yeah, I think it was after date number one.
This is a perfect starting place.
It is. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, I thought you were going to say. So, I mean, the thing about this guy is that he was never, if I'm being completely honest, he was never really that, he wasn't really trying to, like, make plans that hard. Like, I was sort of the one who was like, hey, like, here's the plan. Like, do you want to do it? Are you down for this? And then he kind of just went along with it. So right away, like, there really wasn't that much reciprocity. And, like, I think I just, like, I thought he was really hot. And, I mean, I don't even think that anymore. Like, fuck you. But I thought he was really hot, and he was, like, from the same town that my dad is from, and, like, that was, like, this big, like, I don't know. I don't know. In my mind, I was like, this is so cool because he's, like, from the same, like, town in Ireland and he lives down the street and, like, I don't know, that must mean something.
Yes. Okay. And there's two things I want to talk about.
Yes.
The first thing is that when someone is already, like you said, you know, you were making plans and he was just kind of following along with it. Yeah. Okay. That's a good red flag sign, whatever, right there. And it's actually, and at that point, it's none of our business to know why that person is being like that. Maybe they have a bunch of stuff going on in their life.
Maybe they have a girlfriend in the UK.
Maybe, whatever, they're not ready for a relationship. Whatever it is, though, it's not a personal issue.
Yeah, he didn't even know me at
this point. It's not about you, but that's just a good, clear sign from the universe that's like, nope, this is not the person you should try investing your time in because they're not investing their time in you.
Yeah, stop forcing it. But in my mind, I don't really know, like, I think I was like, oh, no, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. He's so hot. Really? And I haven't, honestly, there are not that many guys that I'm sexually attracted to. There just aren't. And I haven't really met that many guys who do it for me.
No, and this is the first guy that you've been on a date with since your ex where you're like, wow, he's fucking hot. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
There's chemistry, whatever.
Right, exactly. So I was like, cool. And also, you know what? We talk about this, too. There's this, like, because the dating world has been so shitty the past few years for us, there's this desire to just end it. Be like, okay, cool, I found the person. Great. No.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It's like, exactly. I don't even want to go through the process of, like, getting to know someone and deciding if they're a good match because I'm so sick and tired of all the, like, bullshit.
It's hilarious. It's honestly comical when you think about
it. I know.
And that kind of goes with the second thing I was going to mention about this, which I do too, which is, like, I think a part of not finding someone in a long time who I really connect with and just wanting it to end, like wanting to be over this dating, plays into the romanticism and fantasy
that
you and I tend to go to with, like, especially, how can you not? I mean, I do the same thing, and also with this guy being from the same exact town as your dad, that's insane. And how do you not romanticize, like, oh, there must be something to this. Like,
I know.
But it's also a good thing to, it's like a good learning lesson for both you and I out of these dating situations.
Yes. It's really hard not to. And I'm like a very fantasy person. So what I can do really easily is just fantasize in my head about all these things and then fall in love with the fantasy.
Right.
Or, like, you know, fall in lust with the fantasy that actually isn't really rooted in reality. It's rooted in the story that I make up in my
head.
Totally.
I know. I do it all the time. I go there, too.
Can't help it. Well, I mean, okay. Here's the thing. So I go on this date with him, and again, like, totally planned by me. It actually was kind of awkward at first, now that I think about it. But it ended up being really fun, and we had, like, when we first kissed, he was, like, awkward, too, which I found endearing. Now I'm like, you're so dumb. But at the time, I was like, this is endearing. He's awkward.
Like, oh, you're cute and young and inexperienced.
Yeah, and, yeah, like, what, Helena? I can take care of you. God damn it, that is totally my thing. I'm like, oh, you're a mess? Perfect.
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
So, yeah, we had, like, a really good first kiss, and I was like, cool, great chemistry, whatever, and I was, like, really excited about it. But then, afterwards, the communication was fine. He was just very sarcastic, and I'm very vocal about my feelings. Even if it's just one date, I'm the type to be texting you saying, I had such a great time with you, you're so amazing, whatever. And he's not like that. Plus, he's not looking for that, I'm quite sure, at this time. But he just wasn't really making plans to see me again, and it'd been, like, almost a week, and there was just no real effort on his part. And it's funny because a lot of people in my life, hold on, I need to swallow because my mouth is getting really dry. One more sip of water. It's funny because I called Alex and I said, is this a bad sign that he's not trying to make plans for me? And you want to hear the funny thing, you guys? Let me just tell you. Everyone in my life, every single woman in my life, said, oh, maybe he's just not good with plans, and if you felt the chemistry and it's there, oh, blah, 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 maybe he's just really busy, maybe he's just really stressed. Every single woman in my life, except Alexandria Lorraine Dunn. She goes, Helena, cut it off! It's a bad sign. She is the only fucking person. And guess what, guys? 6 weeks later, 6 weeks of hell later, guess who was right? Alexandria Lorraine Dutton. Give it up for
Give it up.
Give it up for Alex. No, but honestly, every fucking woman in my life.
Well, it's, I think that's what we're used to. We're so used to. Like,
let's make excuses for these men.
Yeah, and a lot of people we know are also in the dating boat right now, which is frustrating, annoying, kind of a waste of time, whatever.
Total waste
of time. Especially online dating. And that being said, I think, you know, it makes us want to fall back into the gray area and be like, oh no, there is a gray area and like this is fine and
there's not,
and let's not be rigid. And like, I get that to certain like degrees,
yeah,
and other scenarios too, like not dating, but yeah, just like other life stuff. But this is one that's like, actually, no, it's not worth my fucking time.
It wasn't worth my time. And honestly, at the end of it all, there was nothing redeeming about this guy. Nothing. And I found out that, well, who even knows? Because he's not honest. I asked him, he has this girl in England who was, like, posting all these pictures on her Instagram of them. And I was like, this is definitely your girlfriend. And he was like, oh, no. I actually went up to him, like, face-to-face and confronted him about it.
Which would have explained so much. Because basically, he wasn't doing anything necessarily, like, you know, he wasn't being, like, your average fuck boy or whatever, but he just was really bad at making plans, like never texted you back like promptly.
Yeah,
and when I say promptly, I'm not even talking about like the day of, like days later.
Yeah,
just,
days
like,
later. And every time he'd be like, sorry, I'm such a dick. Sorry, I feel like such
a dick.
Shut
I'm
up. Like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Like,
but
and
then
you know
would
it.
Make plans with you or be like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? So it's just all on his terms.
Yeah, all on exactly. And so when we saw these pictures of this girl, we thought, okay, maybe this is what's been going on. He has a girlfriend.
Right, which would have made sense because you and X had a lot of chemistry and there was some connection.
Honestly, I wonder, was it just sexual attraction?
Well, yeah, that can really, like,
that can fuck with
things.
Me.
Yeah,
I don't
agree.
Because when I think about it, I'm like, okay, what do we really have in common? Nothing. What shared values do we have? I don't know.
Down.
I feel like potentially, and I could be wrong, hindsight is 2020, blah, 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 whatever, I don't know. But I feel like maybe it was just sexual attraction.
Damn.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's...
I don't know.
Definitely more to explore.
Yeah,
true. Also, it would be a good episode, but,
True. Is it sexual attraction or chemistry? Or both?
What is what?
Who knows? But, yeah, I mean... We saw these pictures, and his explanation for what's going on there was very...
Made no sense. It didn't make any
sense. I don't pity this girl, by the way. I really don't. If this is what she's dealing with...
That sucks.
I'm so sorry for you.
Basically, they met in, like, a different part of the world, too.
They were on vacation.
Yeah, they were on vacation somewhere.
Yeah.
And met, and then...
And he had just broken up with a girlfriend of, like, 7 years.
Right, so he was, like, rebounding a little bit, but stayed in contact with her. Now she's been coming to the U.S. to visit him from the U.K., and it's this whole thing.
And she has no idea where he's at. I don't understand why she would even stick around for that. What is she getting from that situation?
Well,
girls got issues.
Well,
girls got issues.
Yeah. I'm like...
Whatever. So anyways, it was a colossal waste of my time. And how I feel about it now, because I kind of, and I was dating other people too, which they were all disappointments as well. So then I was like, well, at least this guy's fucking hot. Subconsciously, you know? So I kind of kept going back to it. And now I'm very, very, very much done with it. And I kind of also told him off. But what I feel now, after all this time, is disgust. I feel nothing but bad feelings towards him. I'm like, I really resent you.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, that's fair, because at the end of the day, it was just someone who was really emotionally immature,
mm-hmm.
dishonest.
Mm-hmm. Dishonest. Completely dishonest.
Wishy-washy, and also, like, just was giving you different signs at different points.
Yeah.
In time, you know, would be like, okay, if someone's not like texting you back or not really making plans, that lets me know, as you felt the same way, that this person doesn't really want to hang out with you or isn't very interested. yet he would, like, keep you kind of, like, dangled enough to, yeah, like, exactly. reel you in when he actually wanted to see you. So that's fucked up.
And also, I mean, I think that, like, this is obvious, but this kind of situation really does take a toll on your self-esteem, and it makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is that you can take your power back, and you never have to give in to situations like this. I mean, I know, like, I am confident enough in myself. I know I could have other guys, and there are other guys who would put me on a pedestal if I wanted that. You never have to settle for this bullshit, but everyone falls victim to it sometimes. It says nothing on you. It says a lot on them, honestly.
Right.
Because I don't give a fuck now, but during that time, I felt pretty fucking insecure.
Yeah.
And fuck that.
Yeah, and also, I just want to say about the UK girl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That must suck. Like, she must be really insecure, and who knows what he has said to her make her stick around. Of course he's not. I'm not saying it's not her fault, but at the same time, like, she's just fallen victim to this as well on, like, a next level.
Right, right. I mean, I guess I feel really bad for her, honestly, because there's no way that, yeah, there's just no way this is the situation that she thinks it is or that
right,
she wants.
Right, and that's so sad and annoying, and I'm angry for her.
Yeah, me too. Well, if you ever want to talk about it,
yeah,
we're here for you, girl.
We're here for you.
We're on your side.
You deserve more.
Yeah, you really fucking do, honestly.
So, what's ironic is while this was happening with Helena, I also met someone, and granted, like, it was really short-lived. Like, I feel like you and your, and
an
number X, or just X.
Number?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, well, it's funny, too, because you said ironic, and I really feel like this is a very misused word. I'm not exactly sure what the irony is in this situation.
True. You're right. It's not ironic. It's weirdly coincidental.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. That works.
Okay, so it's just so weirdly coincidental that X
mm-hmm.
and you went through this thing that was very similar
mm-hmm.
in these weird ways that Y and I... went through.
Because Y and X were using the same lines on us.
Yeah, the same, like, word for word
verbatim.
Shit.
It's like hi, guys, millennial boys, is there a book that you guys get your text messages from and your lines from?
Yeah, and I really want to know, are you afraid of relationships? Do you think that your life is going to be over once you're in one?
Yeah.
Yet you're not actually getting any, you're not, like, connecting with other people or, like, having good sex, so I'm not really sure, like, it's a lose-lose situation for everyone.
Yeah, what's this, like, I need to be independent to figure my life out bullshit, when really you're just kind of fucking around?
Yeah.
Not getting any dating experience.
Right, and, like, you can have dating experience and not be a fucking codependent. Like, go live your own life. Go play your guitar and...
Surf and do all
that.
You can do all this shit,
all that shit
and have a relationship. And I just want to know, why do you guys think, and I know it's not all millennial men, but it's a fucking vast majority of you, why do you guys think that relationships are burdens? Like, why do you think that we're burdens? Why do you want to keep us at an arm's length? And why do you think so little of women that you think it's okay to treat us like that, to not text us back, and you know you're being shitty to us?
I know.
You know you are.
And then, like, what happens is we're the crazy ones for, like, asking for... But we're not asking for that much. Like,
we're not.
What the fuck?
And also, I... You know what? You know what, you guys? I just want to say this because this is how I feel about it. When I think about Alex, she is... Literally, there's no one in this world that I respect and love more than her. No, I'm serious.
You.
I'm serious. You are so full of creativity and energy and wisdom and love, and you have so much to give, and you're hilarious and beautiful. You're literally a diamond in the rough. You're just an incredible person. I fucking love you. I know. Thank you, baby. But it's true. And so then I think about these guys, and I'm like, they have no direction in their life. Don't know what they're doing. A lot of them don't have a clear plan. They don't bring that much to the table.
They're not
wishy-washy. They're not mature. And
grow
the
fuck
up. And I'm like, you're sitting there not texting Alex back and treating Alex like she's average when she is literally a fucking celestial goddess. Like,
oh my God.
But I'm serious. It pisses me off, Alex.
I feel the same way.
So
I know what
mad.
You mean. I don't understand it either.
I'm like, you don't deserve this.
Yeah.
You guys, I look at these boys. I'm like, they're boys. They're like 27, 28 years old, and they're boys. And then I look at you, and I'm like, I'm sorry. She's sitting here being anxious about you. You don't even deserve a second of her time.
I know.
It's so annoying. Dumb. It's so annoying.
It is so annoying. And both X and Y, I felt like were such fucking teenagers.
Yeah, they're really teenagers.
Weird way. So they basically, are. Same kind of stuff. Like, except I felt really disappointed about mine. And if they're listening, cool. What's up? I feel like this person knows this already. It was so disappointing because I really haven't met someone that I don't know, like, respected in these, like, little ways, you know, of their character.
Do you still respect them?
Well, now the cons outweigh the pros or whatever, but, you know, there were things that I really genuinely liked about him, and we had chemistry, and we had a lot of the same interests and values and kind of thought about the world in similar ways, which is why, oh, and also very attracted to him, which, like, that hasn't happened to me in a while.
Yeah, same.
You know, where I'm like, damn, like,
yeah.
So, and basically, he just wasn't texting me back, or, like, what was weird, and I felt like what X was doing as well, they would just continue a conversation, like, through texting, or even, like, on the phone, but they wouldn't actually make a fucking plan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the point? What's the point here?
I don't want to text you.
And it's that, like, keeping you at arm's length. Like, yes, I want you in my life somehow. I don't know how yet. I don't know what I want this to be. So I'm going to keep you in my life just enough so you're not going to shut the door on this. But also, so I literally don't have to prioritize you whatsoever in my life. And I can go do everything else I want. Everything else I want to do before, like, committing to a plan.
Before even considering you.
No, which is... It's fucking ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous, and it was exactly, they both did that, and Alex, and they both also said something similar. Oh yeah, like, I just want to, like, hang out with you, like, maybe on the weekends, and, like, only see you on the weekends. Like, I'm sorry, what? No, it's such bullshit. I can't even. It's so dumb,
and so I was like, I'm not gonna stick in this boat for very long because it's annoying, it makes me anxious, whatever. I'm an honest person, I'm pretty upfront with what I'm looking for and, you know, what's going on in my head. So I texted him and I was just like, yo, like, are you interested in hanging out with me? Like, it's okay if not, just want to know because it doesn't really seem that way. And then finally I get, like, the chunk of, you know, his honesty, which was basically just like, yeah, I do, but, like, I need to be honest and, like, me.
I'm not looking for something serious.
Yeah, but, like, maybe we can take things slow and then see where
it goes. And casual.
Yeah, casual and, like, see where it goes. And I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, First of all, no. I'm not going to do that. And if you are feeling that way, first of all, if you're out there listening to this and you're feeling that way, like, you're not ready for a relationship.
Don't date.
Yeah,
don't fucking date.
And if you want to go get laid and date in that way, fine. Tell the person that.
Be upfront about it, you fucking idiots.
Like, what you're looking for.
You want to have your fucking cake and eat it, too. And you know what? Honestly, the thing is, you, Alex, myself, anyone listening, you deserve someone who is like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to get to know that person. Like, they go on a date with you and they're like, wow, like, I am so curious to know more about this person.
Right.
What are you doing on Friday? I want to see you again.
Right.
You deserve that. You deserve consistency. You deserve to not be confused. And I'm not saying you need to jump into a relationship. That is not what we're saying. But
right.
You need two people of equal interest who are going to pursue each other in an equal way. And you do not need to ever feel like someone is putting you on the back burner.
Yeah, there shouldn't be a power dynamic ever.
Right.
And that's why so many, I think, relationships are unsuccessful and so many people get divorced or whatever because there is a power dynamic at play. Or because, you know, like, I could have waited around and seen why when it was convenient for why. And that could have gone on for months until maybe why decided that he wants to take things to the next level a little bit.
Fuck that.
Right? Okay. Like, how's that relationship going to be
down the line? And
fuck
you know what?
That.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's another thing Alex and I have been hearing lately is people, well-meaning people, saying, Well, don't listen when they say they're not looking for something serious. How can anyone know what they're looking for? How can anyone...
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And when you meet someone and there's that connection, if they're like, oh, I'm looking for something casual, don't walk, run.
Yeah.
Run.
No, seriously.
Fuck that. You don't want that. And shut the fuck up. Don't tell me you want that. Don't lie to me, right? I'm just calling out people who are like, oh, yeah, I'm okay with it. No, you're not. You're not okay with it. You feel like shit about it. You feel like shit when he doesn't text you back for a day and
true.
Puts you on the back burner. And I don't care. I think they're lying. I do.
I know. I know. And in all fairness, I'm just going to be devil's advocate. There are some people, whether you're a dude or a chick or you don't identify with anything, that is just, for whatever reason, that's your thing, to not connect on a deep level with someone or like not want to commit, whatever, that's fine, but that's not what you and I are looking for.
Yeah, and I just
and
don't
I
really
don't understand
that.
It
I don't understand it,
but
dude, I think we've taken up like, I think it's been 40 minutes.
No way.
I think so.
No, it's been like 35.
Nope,
it's been 40 minutes.
Oh. And we honestly haven't even gotten to everything, so let's just call it a day. Like, this will just be a long fucking episode. Thanks if you got this far.
Yeah.
Well, we have other things to talk about, like,
yeah,
all
no,
the different
the
other
next
shit.
Episode that's we'll probably release one the
yeah,
week after this.
Let's just do another similar thing on another
we're
note.
Gonna finish all these stories.
Yeah,
we have more.
We have so
to
many
tell
more
about them.
Yeah, and other people, and there's mm-hmm. a lot. And also, guys, on a final note, I started classes, and my professor is the hottest fucking thing I've
yeah,
ever
Helena's
seen.
Yeah, Helena's falling in love with her professor, but that's another. That's for next time.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that next time. But oh my god, you guys, it is too much.
We love you. Stay tuned.
Bye.